Starting early this morning, some 210 artists began setting up their booths the length of Main Street. Kimball Arts Center Director Robin Marouche says if you think you've seen the festival before, with 70 of the artists having never been here before, she says you haven't.
We usually get 30 or 40, but 70 is a lot, and that's exciting because we change the jury every year to make sure that the mix is different and there are no automatic shoe-ins.
She highlighted a couple of the artists who will be displaying their art this weekend.
Well, I'm really excited about one who's a local named Jenny Terry, who is a cancer survivor who it was on her bucket list to become an artist and get into this festival. And she's a mom, and this is her first time in the festival, and she's fantastic. She does encaustic. And then there's one returning who won Best of Show in 2011 with his first ever show as an artist. And he went through a personal tragedy. His friends said, you know, turn to your art. And he won Best of Show. And he does the resin with the books and turns them into tabletops and wall hangings. And he's coming back. And it launched a huge career for him. And I'm excited. And then there's, you know, our all-time favorites like Ron Butkovich. It's his 20th festival. So it's a mix.
The Art Festival opens tonight, 5 to 9 p.m. It's free entry for Summit County locals with ID. It continues tomorrow from 9 to 7 and Sunday 9 to 6. Wristbands cost $10 and are good all weekend long to come and go as you please, especially if you want to catch some of the great acts on three different stages.
I love the gospel band Sunday morning that Brian from Mountain Town Music programs. They're at 11 on our main stage, and you don't want to miss that. That is so much fun. And all weekend, there's three stages, minors, upper main, and our main stage.
The Arts Festival is the Kimball's major annual fundraiser, and with 60,000 people expected to be in Park City for the festival, Marouche says it provides an $18 million economic benefit to Summit County. Meanwhile, she's waiting to hear back from the Park City Planning Department after a request for some renovations to the Kimball's expansion plans. Marouche says changes were made and then resubmitted.
We have not heard their feedback yet. There were some meetings with some requests for changes, and we've submitted our changes per their request, and we're just waiting on their response, but we're excited to hear soon.
While there was an original 45-day decision period after the first application was submitted, she says the clock stops every time a request or change is made.
I guess the process is they stop the 45 days when they come back to you and ask for some changes. And so the clock stopped, and we made those changes and then submitted them. And now we're just waiting to hear their feedback.
Yeah, so what were the changes that were?
They were, the architects would have more detail, but basically some material and structural, but nothing that would change the integrity of the design.
That's Kimball Arts Center Director Robin Marouche. The biggest change, she says, was changing the planned cement roof to a wooden one. The plan is to create the main gallery and Children's Discovery Center at the Heber Avenue location and then find a second location for the studio and classroom space. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.